Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. A series of events unfolded in downtown Ubley this morning, October 28th, culminating into a pickup truck striking the local preschool building. Remarkably, all children and staff are safe, and the building has been declared structurally sound. The incident began at approximately 10:43 a.m. when Ubley Police, Bingham Township Fire and Central Huron Ambulance responded to a call near the Ubley Preschool. Preliminary investigation by the Ubley Police Department indicates the crash originated at the intersection of Washington Street and Main Street. A Harbor Beach woman driving west on Main Street reportedly failed to yield the right-of-way to an Ubley woman heading south on Washington Street, resulting in a collision. The impact spun the Ubley woman's vehicle 180 degrees. Shaken by the crash, the driver mistakenly hit the accelerator and drove north on Washington Street. The vehicle then veered off the road to the east, striking a speed limit sign and several mailboxes. It briefly re-entered the road before traveling across Washington Street, leaving the roadway on the west side. The truck, identified as a 2000 Chevy S10, first destroyed a porch at a building used by Ubley Schools, continued northwest, and finally struck the south corner of the Ubley Preschool building, which is shared with a three-year-old's classroom before coming to rest. And in Carroll, authorities in Tuscola County are warning the public about a recent surge in large, unannounced pop-up parties across the area, which have been linked to multiple violent incidents and criminal investigations since July. In a joint news release issued today, the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office and the Michigan State Police, Carroll Post, detailed the serious natures of the gatherings. The parties, often organized on social media, have occurred in various locations throughout the county, including local game parking lots and private residences. Attendees at these events have ranged from teenagers and high school students up to individuals in their 30s, reportedly traveling from across mid-Michigan, including Genesee, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. According to the release, deputies and state troopers have been repeatedly called to these gatherings to respond to fights and shots fired complaints. And Hasan Ali Smith, 26, was sentenced on October 27th after previously pleading guilty to one count of false pretenses involving amounts between $1,000 and $20,000 in a lottery ticket scheme that used stolen credit card information. Smith received a sentence of 24 months probation and 330 days in jail, with credit for 6 days already served. He was also ordered to pay $12,777 in restitution. The case, which took place in Huron County, Michigan, involved Smith and an accomplice using stolen card numbers to buy more than $7,000 in lottery tickets, some of which were redeemed at stores in Bad Axe, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek. And when we come back from a sponsor message from Thumb Cellular, we'll get to more local news and our national and international news.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our local news continuing, Russell Luke Lincoln, age 60, was sentenced in connection with a third-degree charge of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. His sentence includes 12 months of probation, 365 days in jail with 15 days credited for time already served, and the remainder held in abeyance. He is required to wear an ankle monitor and follow a court-mandated curfew, remaining at home between 9 p.m. and 6 p.m. Due to an extradition request from Texas authorities, the sentencing specifically allows Texas officials to take custody of Lincoln. His sentencing details again, 12 months probation, 365 days in jail, 15 days credit, the rest in abeyance, ankle monitor required, and court-mandated curfew of 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. In extradition to Texas, Texas authorities have requested extradition for Lincoln. The court structured sentencing to permit Texas officials to extradite him without further local impediment. And Sarah Ann Murray is scheduled for a jury trial on April 14, 2026 at 9 a.m. on charges of assault and unlawful imprisonment, with the trial expected to last a day and a half and her bond continuing as previously set. Murray's bond will continue under the terms already set by the court, meaning no changes have been made to her release conditions ahead of the trial date. The scheduled jury trial and bond details are publicly available through Michigan court records and recent legal updates. And looking at our national news, wildlife officials report a success in recent efforts to restore monarch butterfly populations across the Midwest. Targeted habitat projects and conservation education are showing positive results. Volunteers have planted thousands of native milkweed plants to support the species' migration. Scientists caution continued work is needed for lasting recovery. Environmental groups urge more states to adopt supportive policies. The monarch's comeback is being celebrated locally. And in our international news, South American leaders convened in Brazil to address border security and migration issues. Talks included strategies for managing large population movements. Cooperative patrols and shared data programs are in development. Diplomats say regional unity is key to solving cross-border challenges. Humanitarian support will be expanded in coming months. Outcomes from the meeting will be reviewed periodically. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.